Hello, everybody. This is Jason Peebles, the president of World Outreach, and this is another victory video designed to encourage and strengthen your walk in Christ. In a moment, I want to look at a principle that's so important for all of life, and that's what I call the winning attitude. Before we do that, let me just say a great big thank you to those of you who support one of our missionary families. You know, we're the home office for missionaries all over the world. We have missionaries that do evangelism, discipleship, Bible schools. Some are involved in mobile medical clinics, translation work, aviation, digging for water. It just goes on and on. Children's shelters, orphanages. But none of them can do what they do without the prayer cover and the support of their friends. So if you're supporting one of our missionaries, thank you very much. By the way, if you're a missionary watching this and you're in need of a dependable home office, then you've found the right place. Simply go to our website, click on the missionary agency section, and all the details are there and how you can get in touch with us. We'd be glad to serve you and count it an honor. All right, let's look at this subject of the winning attitude. You know, I first kind of had this formulate in my head about 30 years ago when I was in the Philippines, and I was discouraged. I know probably you never get discouraged, but if the truth were to be told, we all get discouraged. And in the Christian circle, so many times it's like, you know, we're afraid to admit if we're discouraged or defeated or down. And the truth is, we all face that. In fact, I'll just go on record to say there's been times I felt like I had to look up to see bottom. And that was one of the cases in the Philippines, and I'll tell you a little bit about that story in a minute. But the Holy Spirit, one evening when I laid down in the Philippines, the Holy Spirit just kind of got hold of me, and He said, you know what, you need to have the winning attitude. And I was like, what, the winning attitude? What's that? He goes, well, why should you be discouraged when you serve a resurrected Savior? He's resurrected from the dead. He's alive. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. He has all power. You don't have any reason to be discouraged. And you know, when we think about it from that perspective, that's absolutely true. Now let me share this passage with you from Romans chapter 8, where Paul, he doesn't call it the winning attitude, but when you read it, that's really what he's talking about. And this is the passage the Holy Spirit brought me to in the Philippines well over 30 years ago when I faced some discouragement there. And I'll tell you about that in a moment. But in Romans chapter 8, verse 31, he says, what then shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Wow. You know, that's absolutely true. If God's for you, and He is, we know He is because He sent Jesus to die for you. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. If God's for you, who can be against you? Think about that. Can Satan defeat you? No. Can any devil of hell defeat you? No. Can life circumstances defeat you? No. If you maintain the winning attitude and remember what we have in Christ. He goes on to say, He who did not spare His own Son. Now think about that. What was more valuable in heaven to our Heavenly Father than His own Son, Jesus Christ? Nothing. And you know what? He didn't spare Jesus. He sent Jesus to die for you and to rise from the dead for you. And Paul's reminding us in verse 32, Romans 8, 32, He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? What an amazing statement. I mean, if He didn't spare the most valuable thing in heaven, Jesus Christ, then do you think He's going to hold back on you for any other item that you need in your life? Money, clothes, shelter, a job? Whatever it is that you're facing right now and you feel like is about to defeat you, God will help you through that if you'll remember and recall that He spared not His own Son, how shall not with Him also freely give us all things? Now, I was in the Philippines. This was well over 30 years ago. And we had been doing a daytime leadership conference. We brought in pastors and their wives from all over the Philippines. It was going great, really. I had nothing to be discouraged about, but I don't know why. Sometimes you kind of get yourself overworked and burned out and you start feeling discouraged. I've been preaching about four times during the daytime, and then at night we would shift gears and kind of put on a different hat and we'd go to a village and do an outdoor crusade. And this had been going on for weeks, and so I was tired. And sometimes when we get tired, you know, discouragement tries to creep in there. And a missionary couple had come to me. In fact, the very first missionary couple, this is how we started the missionary agency. But a missionary couple came to me and they said, you know what, our church in Texas was doing all of our newsletters and receiving and putting our money in the bank and all that, and the church just went through a split, and they can't help us anymore. When you go back to the States, would you do that for us? Well, I have to be honest with you. My first thought was like, no, I am not going to do that. That is just way too much detail work, and I don't want to do that. And I told them right on the spot. And again, I was kind of discouraged, remember, and I was about to miss a miracle. And I just said, no, I don't think I can do that. And I laid down that night. And it's funny how you can be around people all day long and, you know, you're given to, like in that case, the leadership conference and the outdoor crusade and people pulling on you. And you can kind of start feeling lonely, which is kind of a twisted psychology, I think, when you're around so many people. But you can feel isolated. And I laid down and kind of feeling sorry for myself. And I thought, man, those people asked me to do that. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me. And he said, Jason, you're about to miss the next step of your ministry. Because at that time, it was just all about, you know, campaigns and crusades and leadership conferences. And the Holy Spirit began to speak to me. And just like it says here, he that spared not his own son, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? And all of a sudden, wisdom, instructions, assignments started to come into my heart. It's almost like, well, that was before the day of computers, if you can believe that. I mean, we started before the day of fax, cell phones. Are you kidding? Only Dick Tracy had those things. And so that kind of dates me. This was many years ago. But I would say now, in today's terminology, I'd say it was like download. It was like the Holy Spirit just began to download in my heart what to do. And he says, I want you to go home after this outreach, after this campaign, and I want you to let this family be your first missionary couple that you're going to start helping. And the Holy Spirit just began to say, change this, adjust this, do this. And he began to show me step by step how to do it. Now, we've helped really hundreds and hundreds, well over 1,000 missionaries through the years. Right now, we have about 500 active missionaries that we help. And it's just a joy in my heart to do this. But I almost missed a miracle because of the discouragement. I was letting the winning attitude slip. And this is my encouragement to you today. Whatever you're facing right now, don't slip on the winning attitude. If you have slipped, then get it back. And remind yourself what Paul said. If God's for us, who can be against us? Nobody. He that spared not his own son, he sent Jesus. Do you think he's going to hold back on the miracle that you need? No, he will not. God has all the resources, and he's got the wisdom. He's got the direction that you need to make the next step, to make the next turn in your life. Well, let me go on in this passage, and I hope you're catching the spirit of this. I'm not saying that it's wrong to be discouraged. It's certainly not fun. And if you stay there, then it could be wrong because it could be sin. God wants us to rise above it and to have the winning attitude. Paul goes on to say, who shall bring a charge against God's elect? Is it God who justifies? The obvious answer is no. God's not going to sit there and condemn you and judge you. He sent Jesus to die for you. He says, is it Christ who died and furthermore also is risen? Is he going to oppose you? No, he died for you and rose from the dead. Who is even at the right hand of God who also makes intercession for us? He's interceding for us to succeed. He was interceding on that night when I was discouraged. And he was basically interceding like this. Jason, I want you to get the winning attitude. I don't want you to miss this next step. I don't want you to miss the next assignment. And thank God that Jesus is praying for us and interceding for us. But we have to do our part and respond and go like, rise up. And it's like, no, I'm going to have the winning attitude. I'm a winner. Of all the people in the world, Christians should have a winning attitude. Why? Because we serve a resurrected Savior. He goes on to say, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, now you think about this, can anything separate you from the love of Christ? Not if you stand your ground. He said, shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all the day long, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Is that God's plan for us? And he answers in verse 37, he says, no, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Christ who died for us. Hallelujah. That's wonderful news. You can be more than a conqueror. And you know, when you finally get this perspective back, it's the winning attitude. You'll respond with a glory to God and hallelujah too, because you can come out on top. You can go through the situation that you're going through and come out as a winner because of what Christ did. So let me just encourage you wherever you're at in your walk. If you're on top of things, then great. I'm all for it. But there'll come a day, there may come a time where you'll be discouraged and you need to remind yourself, wait a minute, I of all people should have a winning attitude. God's on my side. He's not against me. He's for me. He sent Jesus. Jesus is at the right hand of God. He's praying for me and interceding for me to succeed. And none of these things, persecution, famine, sword, all these things Paul faced in his life and difficulties and challenges that we'll face, none of those things can stop us from doing what God's called us to do. Well, I trust that this has been a blessing to you, and I encourage you to keep that winning attitude because you are a winner. You're more than a conqueror. This is Jason Peebles reminding you, starve your doubts, feed your faith, and follow God's plan for your life.